Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Send out a very special thank you to Kima from the group Total. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase our new hit single, Love Me Back, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, very talented female, yes, Lord, MC, new hit single from the incredibly talented Ray Shine, Enough, featuring Chris DeShield. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Miss Ray Shine. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You know what? I must ask. I got to ask now. I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics and production of music, and I had to go back and go dig through the crates a little bit and really get put up on your music. And I'm going to tell you something. From your 2013 album, Vision Quest, I can definitely see the elevation in the production of your music and also your lyrical content. And I want to ask you, and I know a lot of listeners like to know, how do you see from your personal standpoint as far as your growth from then to where you are now as an artist?
Wow. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was actually looking at some of my old stuff yesterday and I was just like, wow, I really have grown. And it's really just overcoming, like, finding yourself more and more and being more and more comfortable in your craft. And letting go of fear. You know, fear holds everyone back. A lot of people won't admit that they have a little bit of fear. I mean, I'm a warrior and I'm a fighter, but there's moments where you doubt decisions or you doubt how far you can extend your craft. So, and your talents and what's your box. You know, you don't want to be in a box. So
right.
I'm glad I'm growing. I'm always learning, and it's been a big difference for sure.
Well, as I said, I looked and listened. I said, well, I want to really get an idea who Ray Shine is. And I must say, one of my favorite songs on that entire album is called Serenity. I mean, it's an incredible track. I love the production of the track. The lyrics are on point. And I said, okay, I'm cool with this. So let's move ahead on the clock. Let's get in the time machine and let's move forward to motivation and said, wait a minute, we have a completely different Ray Shine. Her lyrics are more polished.
Yep.
The production is up more. And I said, okay, so you know what, as a great poet once said, Stan Lee, with great power comes great, you know, you people have high expectations.
Great responsibility.
Oh, there you go. So where are you at right now in your sense of being an artist? How do you see yourself right now as far as your lyrics are concerned?
Well, as far as that, I feel like I'm a lot more grounded. I feel like I'm a lot more grounded and able to really relate to my audience more. I feel like I've found a lot more balance because, you know, I'm a very spiritual being. And I love to portray that message and get that across to my audience. And I feel like now I can really like bridge that gap with more relatable things, you know, and just make it simpler, more about like energy and positivity and love. And that translates through, you know, you can translate it through any genre.
Right. It really does. And I find something very apropos that you said earlier as far as having belief in oneself. We all have that certain time in our life where we kind of question our decisions. We question, is this what we really want to do? And I remember a song vividly on mental motivation called Nothing Can Stop Us. And I find that really apropos where you are right now in your career. When you hear something like that, when you hear that type of song, Nothing Can Stop Us, what does that mean from a personal perspective to Rayshine?
From a personal perspective, I just like any thoughts, any negativity, any doubts, any like roadblocks, you know, life situations, you know, nothing, absolutely nothing. Like when you can see where you want to go and you believe in yourself and you got people around you that believe in you and it's all love, like it's just, I can't even describe the feeling. It's like you just, you hold on to it and it's empowering. For sure.
It really is. It really true. No, at the end of the day, this is a business, unfortunately. As they say, dollars do make sense. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself as a brand? Because you are a brand. I know that you have aspirations to reach people globally, which is a beautiful thing. But I wanted to ask you as far as fashion is concerned, because fashion and music has always played an integral part with one another. Have you ever thought about as far as getting involved in the fashion industry or possibly maybe doing some movies, big screen, also small screen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Low-key, I've always wanted to be an action chick. So if you see like a 2018, like Laura Croft or something, like, you know, a little bit of Angelina, you know.
Okay, okay.
I would love to be, X-Men or, you know, I'm, you know, more dramatic roles. I would love to get more into acting and I love fashion. Like, you know, I mean, expensive, shiny things like most girls. So I love it. I love it. I would love to be a brand for some in the future.
Well, my love is definitely just around the corner. And speaking of brand, being an independent artist, I believe it's a beautiful experience because you have complete control over your career and your music, but it also can be challenging because you're responsible for your career. I wanted to find out what are some of the positive aspects from you being an independent artist and also, I guess, the goal as far as being signed to a major, major label. What are some of the things that you'll be really willing to do to get with a major label? Because, you know, they have a tendency, they try to change you and want to turn you into a puppet a little bit.
Exactly. Well, my thing is I wouldn't rush it. I definitely wouldn't rush it and become my own entity where I'm a powerhouse, where I'm able to be a business partner to a label where they can just enhance what I've already done. So that's the thing that I'm working hard towards. That's the goals. I don't want to prematurely sign any deals because, I mean, even the people who have are at a larger level than I am, they haven't gotten great deals. So, you know, you just have to be smart about it. And I enjoy being in creative control and, you know, being able to experience and learn and be able to be in those conversations instead of having other people have those conversations for me.
Absolutely, without question. The music industry can be very taxing. The entertainment industry, period, can be very taxing because you have so many people out there that want so much and demand so much of you. Your personal is on full display for everyone to see. It seems as though no matter how much you give of yourself, they're longing for more, especially via social media. How long did it take you to become comfortable enough where you say, you know what, I can balance the two. I can balance my career and also balance my social life.
Balance a social life. What's a social? No, I'm just kidding. What is a social life? No, I mean, your social life is your professional life, you know, at this rate.
Right.
I have to find fun and bring them both together. Like, you, there's so much work to be done that, you know, like, I'm one of those people that, like, I feel like that if I'm just kind of, like, sitting around not doing anything, I'm, like, wasting time. Like, wait, there's have to, you know how many things are on my plate constantly? So balance is really just keeping those friends around you in your music. Day-to-day, you know, that's my balance. My team members and my friends, we hang out.
You know what, that is so refreshing to hear, because you hear some, a lot of times when I'm speaking to a different artist, it's like, oh, this one said, come on now, be honest. Especially when you have that kind of, when you're driven to be successful or driven to be a great artist, it's very little free time to have that kind of personal social life with people, unless you're dealing with people in your inner circle. And I want to talk about your inner circle, because
exactly,
an artist, your art, an artist is only as strong as its team. And I wanted to ask you, what has your team meant to you as far as giving you that kind of support to get your music out there?
My team is everything, everything. Shout out Wes Austin, James King, Tricky Dice, Mika C, Warren Stewart, DJ Hypnotic. That is our, like, pretty much core team. We have Chinchilla and Panor and Fatboy, part of Lucky 7, and Amelie. But my core, my five-person core, like, they have really, 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 like, I can't even explain how much they've helped my confidence. Like, there's someone there I can, like, ask advice. You know, like, I can't figure everything out for myself. And the outside looking in is so much more, it's easier. Like, for me, like, I could look at someone and say, hey, you need to do this, 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 and this. So, you know, they can help me on in that aspect, you know, for them. And it's the loyalty, the love, believing in me. Like, I want to make it not just for me, but for them, you know, because they sacrifice with me. So knowing you got people sacrificing for you because they believe that much in you, like, it does something to you. And I'm in my mom, my parents, like, my family, like, every, you know, my production, you know, the guys in production with, like, everybody. So, whew, I'm so blessed.
Hey, we all we got, my love. We are all we got. There you go. I can definitely relate to that. Now, for a person, say, as far as confidence concerned, confidence, very interesting term, very interesting meaning of confidence. Now, when I seen that single cover of Go Hard, it didn't come across as a person that was like lacking. Of
not at all. No, no.
Confidence.
I believe me. I'm a very confident person. Very, very. Like, you have to be. You have to believe in what you're doing. But it always helps to have those, you know, like, yes, you're on the right track, you know. It helps. You know, the opinions of people didn't matter. Not people didn't
matter. There you go. I said, wow, because my program director, had brought that to my attention. I said, another single. I said, what's this called? Go Hard. I said, oh, really? I said, oh, my goodness. I said, yeah, she's definitely full of confidence. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, oh, my goodness. She is definitely full of confidence. Lord have mercy. Well, to all the many listeners out there tuning in late, shame on you. The Teddy Bear does bring you. We're being joined this afternoon by the super talented Ray Shine. Now, the new hit single, Enough, featuring Chris DeShield. Number one, how did this come to be, first and foremost? I love the vibe. The production is very lush. The vocals are on point. So what made you go in this type of direction and kind of give, as far as the rap, as far as hip-hop, a little kind of light to the rest of the side? What made you go in this particular direction?
Yes. Well, I'm definitely a big fan of dance music. And okay. I wanted to make a record that would be worldwide and something fun. And I just noticed that the soca is just kind of, you know, dance hall, reggae's always had a strong presence worldwide, and soca is just, you know, really taking over right now with Ty Dolla $ign and a lot of the artists kind of bridging that, like, rap, soca, reggae kind of gap. And I was like, hey, well, you know, I've always wanted to do one of these records, and I'm like, I feel like now is the time. So I just, you know, I went through so many beats, so many producers, like hundreds. I swear, it took a while, and I finally came across Dave Dax out of the UK, and I was like, oh my gosh, I really like his sound. Like, I really like his sound, and when I heard that beat, I was just like, oh my gosh, it was amazing. Like, I just, it touched me. And I got together with one of my boys because he has this reggae art, soca artist that has been doing his thing for a while, and I had heard a lot about him, and I was like, hey, I think it would be dope if you got on this record. Like, he's in that lane. Like, let's bridge the two worlds.
Well, it definitely resonates.
And it just happened. It just happened. We got in the studio, and it just happened.
You know, it's interesting that you say that as far as, you know, one of the things that I've always heard, he said, you know what, no matter how great the artist is, it takes a very special producer to bring that extra quality out of them. You just can't work with any producer because everyone doesn't mesh together. And what was the vibe like working with someone that you feel that really understands where you're at this particular moment in time in your career?
Oh, my gosh. So my engineer, the person you're referring to, is my engineer, which is A-Rock. Shout out A-Rock. Oh, my gosh. I love that he understands my voice. You know, he understands my voice. He understands where it can go. He knows how to bring out the best of my voice. And he's just so talented. He's also an artist, so he gets it. You know, I love working with him because it's comfortable. It's good vibes. And Chris just came in and, like, killed it. Like, he already knew. Like, he just knew. I mean, he was in and out of the booth in, like, not even an hour, you know, like, maybe 30 minutes. I was just like, how did you just do that? Like, you know, it was just, when it just happens, it happens. It's a vibe, man. And just, you know, the energy was crazy. The energy is crazy. Like, we just knew we had one immediately.
You know, something just came across my mind, and I said, you know, I'm just going to put it out there and there. You know, as far as just hip-hop overall, and I know you said, because I don't like boxes either. I don't want anybody. I feel like an artist should never be put in a box because I feel that constricts on who you are, and it takes away from the way that you're able to expound on your personality and your art form. You have so many different variations of hip-hop. You have the conscious rapper, you have ones that are political, you have ones that are just, I mean, hardcore battle rappers. And what I get from your music in early stages, when I go all the way back to Vision Quest, that's battle rapping. I mean, that is that is battle rapping. And then when I see that evolve into mental motivation, I can see the change coming, and now where we are right now. So I want to ask you, how would you describe yourself as a hip hop artist at this point? Would you consider yourself still a battle MC, or if you say, you know what, I'm more of a conscious type of hip hop artist now?
Well, actually, I wouldn't say I was so much of, I think it's just what I was going through at the time of Vision Quest. It might have seemed like I was kind of more of a battle rapper because I was just like, people were getting on my nerves. Like, I was a little frustrated. So I might have came across that way. But now progressing more forward, like, I guess I got more, a little bit more conscious. And now I'm just like, I don't want to be in that, like, conscious box because some people get turned off and they're, like, conscious. Like, they get a little turned off. So now I want to be just more like a vibe, like, positive, like, love, or even edgy. Like, I want to give them both sides because, you know, I'm also, like, you know, a fighter, and you know what I mean? Like, if, you know, like, just that motivation on that other side. Like, so I want to give them edgy and a little aggressive, but I want to also give them, like, you know, vulnerable or sensitive and sexy. It's, like, so many different layers to a person. It's, like, I mean, I couldn't just be in that one lane. Like, I would get bored. You know, every song I do is different. I can't even do two songs that are the same. I don't know how to do that.
You know, so, you know, it's incredible.
Like, if I feel it, just do it.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the great outlets that have been a major springboard for a lot of instrumental artists in this industry has been Coachella. And I wanted to ask you, what would it mean for you to have an opportunity to perform at Coachella?
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing. Like, Beyonce, Cardi, like, everybody killed it. I would love to be on Coachella, and I would be in the same kind of style with, you know, the dancers and the light show, and that would be amazing. And I see it; it's coming. The Grammys, Coachella, Rayshon, hey, I'm coming for them.
Hey, I love a confident lady. There you go. I love it. Definitely love it. Now, you have provided us, teased us with a slice of cheesecake with Enough. What can we expect as far as an EP or possibly album for the rest of this year? Or is it too late and we're going to have to just kind of wait until 2019?
No, actually, I am working on it. It's going to be either an EP or kind of might be an album, or maybe more like an EP. We'll see. But definitely with more of an edgy kind of sound and a little bit more aggression and more bar work. Also, some more sexy stuff. But that's going to be actually release the name of it. It's called Purple Harley. Well, that will be the name of it. So you guys are getting the exclusive name. No one knows yet. You guys know now.
Purple Harley. I can
dig it. So we're looking for that Rayshon Purple Harley coming soon. Coming soon.
Well, you heard it here first, family. But in the meantime, let the teddy bear kind of tease you with some music, of course, from the incredibly talented Rayshon with Enough, featuring Krista Shield, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. at Mercy, beautiful and extremely talented Miss Ray Shine with a new hit single, Enough, available on iTunes as we speak. But while you let your fingers do the walking, stop by Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and also Google Play to pick up her 2000 and also 2013 and 2017 EP and album, of course, Vision Quest. So mental motivation. And also, yeah, far be it for me to forget also another single, her hit single that was released a little bit earlier this year, of course, actually a couple of months ago, Go Hard. So be sure to purchase that hit single. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to catch up with Ray at our official website. That's at www.rayshine.com. Also on Instagram at rayshine1, Twitter with the same handle, and also last but certainly not least, Facebook.com/Miss, yeah, MS, Miss Ray Shine. My queen, it has been an honor to have you on the show. Think of this as your second home away from home, and whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let Teddy Bear know.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me in the platform and recognizing me. I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Oh, hey, talent is never wasted, my love. As long as it's music and it has substance behind it, oh, hey, we'll play it. So it is written, so it shall be done.
It's got to make good music.
Yes, Lord. Much continues.
Just keep making good music.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and don't forget now, when the new single is ready, be sure to send it to us because we will definitely hear first, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, my love. Much continued success.
Thank you, Teddy Bear. Appreciate you.
All right, my love. God bless. The very talented, yes, Lord, Ray Shine here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Well, you know, it's that time. Hey, we got some exciting news for you. But before we get into that, it's time to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. Yeah. Here in the zone with some Raheem Devon with Woman Love Mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
It's a national right now. You. In 4 minutes or less. You. We're going to crown all of them right now. That's Kate, my mama, your mama. You. And you. Your baby's mama, my mama. Wife, you. If you're there, woman, right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say, dedicate. You are appreciated. This is dedicate.
I appreciate you, thank you. And the number to take to carry and birth a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we're living real fast. And even as a single parent, mama.
Thank you.
Whispers here in the zone of LO Radio. Before that, the one and only, yeah, the king of punk funk, the legendary late Mr. Rick James. Yeah, you blew my mind 69 times here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Ray Shine. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase our new hit single, Enough, featuring Chris DeShields. Available on iTunes. But while you're there, be sure you purchase her 2013 album, Vision Quest, and also the 2017 EP, Mental Motivation. But one last tidbit, she also has another hit single out called Go Hard. Lord have mercy. It's a beautiful thing. And remember to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by. Yeah, promote, support, do all the things that are positive. Stop by. Catch up with Ray Shine at our official website at www.rayshine.com. It'll definitely give you all the links to all our social media activities. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, Lord have mercy, won't you join the teddy bear tomorrow? We got something for you. But you know what? I'm going to let the cat out the bag. It has been 5 years since he has released an album. And that last album was called A Time for Love. I can only be speaking of one person, the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, will be joining us tomorrow as we have the pleasure of debuting his new album, Lord have Mercy, Worth It All. 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 10:30 Central, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So no need to worry. We'll get all the pertinent information out there because we don't want you to miss a thing. But while I got you here, like Linus's blanket, comfy and cozy, let's get into some more music from my man, the legendary Mr. Thomas McCrary from the Commodores, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
What's up? This is Thomas McCrary, the founder of the Commodores. I'm hanging with the teddy bear here in the comfort zone.
freedom someday would come.
Had to take it back with some classic Commodores here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to all the many loves and supporters of the zone and the teddy bear, because without you, there definitely would be no me. Again, a very special thank you to Ray Shine. Yes, Lord. Be sure to purchase our new hit single, Enough, available as we speak. And remember, family, the teddy bear will be bright and early tomorrow morning as we welcome the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Looking forward to having that very talented brother back on the show. And remember, family, get all the latest updates for those who missed out on the interview. It's okay. We got you covered. You can always catch up with us at Google Play. You at the Google Play Music Store under LOTL, The Zone. Also on iHeartRadio. We're also on TuneIn. Same handle. Oh, and for those who really want to get submerged in some podcasting, yeah, be sure to stop by our official podcast website. You can catch up with us. That's at lotlradiothezone.podbean.com. We gotcha. We love you. Well, it's been real. Well, you know, the votes have been tallied and the votes are in. Yeah, I've been definitely voted Mr. Radius Extraordinaire. Yeah, the teddy bear in the zone. It's time to boogie out of here. But much love. Keep it soulful. And remember, family, real music is alive. And speaking of real music, we're going to close it with the latest hit single from a very super talented Kima, formerly of Total, with Love Me Back. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio, Lord have mercy.
Hey, mama, I guess I messed up and fell for a picture so perfect I thought it was real, but I couldn't.